Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're about 15 minutes away from having you call in for round one of Beat the Bank.
ATM!
Oh, yeah, $5,000. We filled it right back up after Rochelle won $5,000, mm-hmm. and then we switched up the pin. Now, if you just heard about that, you're like, wait a minute. You switched the pin? Yes, we did. And the numbers you're working with are 3, 5, 7, and 9. And we've already had some guesses. So we're down to 18 possible pins that have not been used yet. We haven't had any repeats yet. But it's still pretty early on in this round. And Kelly mentioned it earlier on the show. We finally do have a bachelor. It was a late announcement, too. Normally, they have it done by... They're already filming by now, I thought. But
they're just starting.
Yep. The season 24 Bachelor was announced on the Bachelor in Paradise finale last night.
Please welcome our next Bachelor, Peter.
What does that mean when you hear that?
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life-changing.
It is life-changing.
Yeah, it is life-changing.
You know, he might be a good bachelor, Kelly. I know you wanted Mike.
He's not a nice guy.
I know you wanted Mike.
I don't like that he doesn't take his piloting seriously. He's just going to step away from being a pilot with all these people's lives, and he's just going to go do this. I don't like him.
It's not like
a pilot.
He's not leaving mid-flight.
Well, right. I don't like it. I don't think that he's taking piloting seriously.
And then Jimmy Kimmel swore him in.
Do you, Peter, solemnly swear to date 25 women simultaneously as millions of Americans watch and judge your every move?
I do.
Do you promise not to give a first impression rose to a woman dressed as an animal?
I do.
Do you promise to get choked up when you have to make your final choice between two dental hygienists?
I do.
Do you swear to stare wistfully out at the sky?
The contemplation shots?
Yes.
I do. Yes.
Do you promise to keep the crazy girl all the other girls hate on the show for at least 4 weeks, even though you have zero intention of marrying her?
I do. Yes.
Do you promise to narrow it down to the pretty one and the intelligent one, who's also pretty but maybe not as pretty, and get everyone's hopes up that maybe, just maybe, this time you will choose the interesting one, only to pick the pretty one in the end?
I do.
So help you God?
So help me God.
All right. Well, then, by all the right. power vested in me by the American Broadcasting Company, I now pronounce you the Bachelor. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there you have it. Vanilla Peter is your bachelor.
And there are people that are really excited. There are a handful of you who are excited with this choice. But the majority of social media...
I know.
Wait, Mike.
Look, it's got all the memes of white bread, vanilla, basic.
It's not going to fall on him. It's going to fall on which girls they cast as the contestants. It always falls
but
on which crazies
with the
we
bachelor.
Get.
It starts with the Bachelor.
Why was Hannah's season so good? Because Crazy Luke... Yeah, because Tyler C came in there like a superhero.
And she's a goofball, too.
Because
she was a goofball,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and she was a goofball. She was
fun. She ended up being fun to watch.
But he might loosen up. So there you go. Peter is your bachelor, so we'll still watch.
There you go.
I'm not going to say I'm not going to.
I don't know.
No, we'll watch. No,
I
we'll
don't
watch.
Know. Maybe.
And it's time to get into Love Letters to Kelly Ann, brought to you by Third Love this morning.
This is something I can get excited about.
Okay.
A bra that fits.
Yeah.
Third Love, if you just have just a minute, listen, ladies, go to thirdlove.com and take the Fit Finder quiz. It really does take about a minute. You'll answer a few simple questions, and you'll find out, hey, I think I've been wearing the wrong size bra all along. Third Love takes all that information, and so far over 14 million women have taken this test, and they use that to come up with now more than 80 bra sizes, including the signature half cup size. That's incredible. It's life-changing, honestly. And the great thing is it's you don't have to go to the mall ever again and have those awkward fitting room experiences, because Third Love ships the bra to you at home. You can try it on in privacy. You can wash it, wear it, wash it again, wear it again. You got 60 days because Third Love has the perfect fit promise. And if you don't love that bra, you send it back. They will wash it and they will donate it to a woman in need. I love that Third Love gives that back, gives back in that way. And I promise it's going to be the most comfortable bra you ever own. Third Love knows there is a perfect bra for you. So right now they're offering you, our Kid Nation family members, 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/kid. So go there, take that quiz, find your perfect fitting bra, and get 15% off your first purchase at thirdlove.com/KIDD.
Love letters. Love letters.
Here's to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Jenna.
I've been seriously involved with my man for over a year now. We truly enjoy each other so much. We're buds, best of friends. Not only is he a wonderful companion, but loves me like I've never been loved before.
Aww.
So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Sleeping together. For me, anyway. He adores me so much, he wants to wake up every morning together for the rest of our lives. I feel horrible because I kind of dread that part. I've been single a long time, and I love my own bed with just me in it. Sleeping next to someone is a sacrifice for me. But not only that, sleeping with him is rough. He flips. He flops. Makes weird mouth noises. During the day, I feel like I could absolutely spend the rest of my life with him, but at night, I'd prefer to stay single. I'm sure I have my flaws, but he loves and accepts every ounce of me. Shouldn't I look past this and accept his nighttime habits? Suggesting separate bedrooms would absolutely crush him. I don't want to end the relationship over this either, but every night for the rest of my life terrifies me.
Oh,
much love, gosh. Asia.
Oh, boy. Terrifies.
Oh,
okay.
Boy. Oh, boy.
This is somebody trying to find a reason to get out.
Yeah.
Listen, get a king-size bed. Take a Benadryl before you go to bed. And deal with it.
There you go.
Get a big bed and drug yourself.
Seriously, you'll hear from women who say, and I've heard it, my husband snored so loud, kept me off all night. And then either you get divorced or the man dies. I miss the sound of that snoring. I'd do anything to have that back. If you have a wonderful man and you can figure something like that out, you can get one of those beds that has the two sides, there one side adjusts and the other one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So he can elevate himself, yeah, and you can lower yourself.
Adjustable
there
base.
Are ways to fix this. But if you're looking for a way out, I'm giving you permission to run screaming from this relationship. Otherwise, if you really do want to stay, look for solutions that can make this work.
How about?
Because a girl will snatch that dude up real quick because he's such a good guy.
Flipping and flopping next to me, honey. There's a lot of women
mouth breathing.
Uh-huh. who would sign up for that. Alan.
We already got it on the text. I'll let him mouth breathe on me.
Thank you.
It says it.
Alan snored so loud, it was unbelievable. And he worked at it and worked at it until we found a solution. You know, I could have just said, forget it. I'm not going to be with somebody that snores like this. I can't sleep. I'm moving to the other side of the house. That would have been an option.
Yeah.
And some people do that option. Honey, just find a solution, unless you're just looking for an excuse to get out of the relationship because you've got cold feet.
Don't sabotage.
You're sabotaging it. Mm-hmm. There are solutions.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 27, and I've never been kissed. Help! I'm in a new relationship with a very understanding guy. He's been very patient and hasn't made me feel pressured at all. Now, he knows I've never done the laundry, but doesn't know that I've never actually kissed anyone. I grew up in a very strict and sheltered environment. Now, it's just like this huge dark cloud hanging over my head that terrifies me. I know I'm making it a much bigger deal than it actually is, but I don't know what to do about that. How do I get over this mental obstacle and just go for the kiss, Josie?
That's it. It's become this big thing. You know, now you've made this big thing.
Right.
And
come on,
the only way to get over it is to do it.
Practice.
Now, well, yeah, I guess you could practice on your back of your hand like Al does.
You can come on in, I'll kiss her.
But, you know, it could start off with maybe just kissing on the cheek and stuff and kind of work your way over to the mouth a little bit, maybe. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, my first kiss, well, it was with Danny Boy Howard on underneath the little kiddie pool.
Uh-huh.
That didn't count in first grade.
It counted.
Well.
For Danny Boy,
like,
it
did. My first
real kiss. With tongue.
I don't remember it being, like, devastating. I'm sure it was great to me because I was so excited to finally have my first kiss. But I probably wasn't that great. But who cares? It was a great first kiss. You're thinking about it too much.
Right.
And now you've made it this big thing. So how many times has she been going out with him, does she say?
It doesn't say. It says it's just a new relationship. So maybe
it might be
first few weeks.
Yeah.
So he's a little bit shy, too, and hasn't gone for the kiss.
Sounds like it, because at least you'd think he'd eventually go in for the kiss.
Uh-huh.
But at some points, it becomes so awkward. I went out with a guy for the longest time, and he wouldn't kiss me. And he would leave, and I'd stand there looking at him like,
kiss me, fool.
You know, you don't want to say it flat out. Like, are you going to kiss me or not? And after about 4 or 5 dates, I finally said, is there a reason you're not kissing me? Because once I start kissing you, I won't be able to stop.
Oh, nice.
What a nice line.
Yeah, boy.
Nice pimp line.
Yeah, boy, if you don't stop.
Yeah. It was. I tell you, it was fine to stop.
Oh.
Stopping was fine.
You ain't no but my man.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, he might have his own hangups. But you're obsessing about it and thinking about it, making a bigger deal than it is.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Grab him.
It might not be fabulous, and it doesn't have to be this passionate stick your tongue down his throat. Just put your lips on his, give him a peck.
Let him lead you.
You know, don't you peck like your little kids on the cheek and your parents when you were a kid on the cheek? Just look at it like that. Get it over with.
Grab him, throw him up against the wall.
Definitely don't do that lizard or snake thing with the tongue, though.
Don't do the second hand
thing where you're rotating clockwise or counterclockwise.
Just take it nice and slow.
Yeah.
Love letters.
Just your kissing tips.
Love letters to Kelly.
No one's listening. Big Al, your kissing tips.
Big Al, post a video of your technique, please.
No. Please tell me. I don't want to watch that.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Hey, like, look at this. And
why do you got to make noise?
No, don't make that noise.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I haven't had breakfast yet.
I am a 32-year-old single mother of twins. Dating has definitely been a challenge over the years, and most of the guys I've dated and talked to have been a real piece of work. However, recently I've met a man that has totally left me mind blown.
Whoa.
He's thoughtful, sweet, kind, intelligent, and definitely attractive. We've only spent time with each other twice because he was recently deployed on a mission. We speak and text every day, despite the time difference between us. So I bet you're wondering, what's the big deal, right? Well, I'm black. He's Mexican.
Shout out.
My parents and family are very old school, and I don't know how they'll react once I introduce him to my family. I'm terrified that this will bring this potential relationship to an end before it begins. What can I do or say to my family about him that won't cause any drama between the two of us? Help, Jennifer.
Think of how cute the babies would be. Oh, that's what I would tell them.
A little beige band.
Yeah. Yeah. That blend is such a beautiful blend.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You have to make it okay. You have to be okay with it and be confident in it and introduce them like it's not a big deal.
It's no big deal.
He's a human.
A man that you are very interested in, and just you have to make it not a big deal. And if they balk and act weird, they're not sleeping with him, and you're not either yet, I'm assuming. You're the one that's going to have to be with this guy and have a life with him, unless you plan on, you know, growing old with your family. No. So you just have, I think that's the thing, is you have to be like, this is my man. This is my parents. There it is. That's the way it is. Yeah. You're, again, building it up to be this big dramatic thing. It's going to be so awful, and you're making it bigger than it has to be. So if you make it not a big deal.
Hopefully they will. They love you.
And there is a chance that they might give you a little grief about it. Fine, but there are so many people that they'll tell you their story of mixed race, and once my parents got to know him, or once my parents got to know her, and it's like that stuff just washes away.
I think most parents, if you have a daughter, you want your daughter to just be respected and treated well.
Right.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if he's black, Asian, Mexican, white. As long as he treats my daughter the way I treated her, that's all I care about.
Exactly. So you have to make it not a big deal. You don't have to go. Don't go apologetically to your parents when you tell them about your man.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I know it disappoints you, but he's not the same race. That's setting yourself up for failure.
This is my man.
You got to go in with confidence. This is my man. I want you to meet Pedro.
Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
My Pedro. Uh-huh. Yes.
There you go. He's
my poppy.
He's the Juan. That's what he is.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been together for 10 years. I love her a lot, and I don't want to divorce her. But lately...
There's a but.
She refuses to accept the fact that she has a serious spending problem, along with anxiety and depression from the anxiety. I've discussed this with her several times, and each time I've tried to be soft or kind about it. I know it's a tough topic, and every time we bring it up, she turns it around on me and says it's my issues, not hers. We've attended couples therapy, and I was blunt in our sessions with the therapist, but she would withhold information and point the session more towards me than we and her. We currently are in so much debt that I have started the process of bankruptcy. I cannot keep living this way. We have several kids, and the state we live in doesn't favor well towards dads when getting a divorce. Mm. I cannot live without my kids, and I don't want to hold them from her either. However, I don't feel she can properly take care of all of our kids. I would like to note there are some kids who are my stepchildren. I will admit I had a bout of depression about 3 years ago. It was due to a situation that happened to me, and I've since moved on and recovered from this, but now I'm beyond stressed and unhappy in the marriage. Please help. I have no one to turn to. Josh.
Mm. Josh, you got a mess.
That's rough.
And I don't, this is always my problem is, how do you help someone that doesn't want to be helped? You can only help yourself, right? But you have to just have a cold, hard talk with her and say, I am out the door. I am out the door unless. and these are this is the requirements for me to stay. And you have to just give her a list. And if she's not willing to agree, because, I mean, this is a partnership. It's supposed to be a partnership, and she's making it really one-sided. And, of course, I'm only hearing your side. And if we had her on the phone, she'd, like you said, she'd turn it right back around on you. So I actually was friends with a couple who have gone on to be divorced, but they had some serious issues, and he was ready to leave. And she said, I will do anything. I'll do anything to save this marriage. And he gave her a list of things that he wanted, or his list. And she wasn't willing to fulfill all the things on that list. And they got divorced. Yeah. But it came to that. It's like, somebody's going to have to just, you're about to lose everything anyway. This marriage is falling apart. It can't stand the stress. Is it money? Money's the number one cause of divorce still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's what you're going to have to do, is just kind of like take, I know it's hard for you and the emotion, and you might be surprised that some courts are starting to favor more fathers nowadays.
He should seek advice from an attorney before you.
Just giving you, I am not a legal mind, but I would absolutely, when it comes to the actual divorce, I would get legal advice before you proceed with that. Some men will just hang in there, fight tooth and nail until that 18th birthday, and then they're out. And I get that, too.
Yeah.
But, I would give her my list. And if she's really not willing to compromise with that, I would look at your legal options. Sorry.
If you would like to write our love expert, you can do so at KidNation.com. We do love letters to Kelly on Mondays and Wednesdays. And that's when you can get your problems all fixed up. But now, it is time to try to win that $5,000, Kid Nation. We call this game Beat the Bank ATM. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-PEAK-IT.
Do you think you have the correct PIN? If so, give us a call. Be caller number 13 and 15. We take two guesses. And let's see if you can win that $5,000. We'll also get into Kelly's big speaking gig yesterday.
Some of it.
We gave her some lines, and then we'll listen to a little bit of hers next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Zip, Area, Morse, Da Vinci.
Nice.
None of those will work. You need the pin code to win. Zip code won't work.
Nope.
Area code won't work.
Nope. None of that.
Morse code or Da Vinci code.
Da Vinci code.
Yeah. I got you, bro. I got you.
All right.
What's up, Tidy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. What you up to?
I just pulled up to work. I'm waiting outside of my car.
All right, what do you do for work? We'll get you in there fast.
No, it's okay. I'm actually pretty early.
Oh.
I'm an administrative assistant.
Okay.
She's like, I'm just going to sit here a little bit longer.
Receptionist.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they celebrate Administrative Assistance Day. I think we already had it, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, good.
As long as they're treating you right, Tidy, because if not, then we got $5,000 hanging right here just for you, just in case. All right, Tidy.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just hit us with that pin. What do you think it is?
5793.
Aww.
Rats.
I'm sorry, Tidy.
Rats.
That's a cool name.
Okay. It is a cool name.
Tidy, are you Tidy, though? Is that responsibility?
I can be.
Okay.
Keep everything
sometimes.
Cool.
Your sister named Messy.
Yeah, that'd be my name.
Have a good day at work, Tidy. Keep on keeping track. Hopefully we get to hear from you again soon.
I feel pressure, you know?
I know.
People come to my house, it's not Tidy.
Mm.
I'm not my namesake.
But last name's not Bold.
Hi, Connie.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
No.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm excited. I've been listening for 24, 25 years.
Wow.
Connie.
You sound too young for that.
It's about to get paid for that. You know?
Hopefully.
About time to get paid for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Connie.
Let's do this.
Do this.
What do you think the pin code is?
9573.
Dang, Connie.
Darn it, darn it.
All good,
darn.
Though, you know?
Oh, it's okay. At least I got to talk to you all.
Yeah.
You've been listening that long. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
Wow.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, my gosh, you sure did.
Okay. Yeah. Call us back in 20 years.
We'll still be here, huh?
Heck yeah. We're going to try. All right. Well, Connie,
sorry.
You're all good. We appreciate you listening, and have a wonderful day today. We'll talk to you soon, Connie. Hopefully sooner than the 24 years it took for you to call in.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another chance for you to play here in less than 1 hour, Kid Nation. Another two guesses are going to be taken, and that'll get us a little bit closer. I think we're down to 16 pins that have not been used yet. One of those has $5,000. Also, about an hour away from Anna's midweek update. She's working hard on that, and since I got Anna right here, tomorrow around 7:40 Central, we're going to have...
I guess I kind of like the way you helped me escape.
Louis Capaldi.
What?
How was that interview, Anna, with Justin, right?
Yeah, Justin and I got to talk to Louis, and it was so much fun. He's so cool.
Really? Okay, yeah. Good.
He's the coolest.
Did I see that my workout buddy was with you guys at the interview?
Oh, my God. We have to tell you about what happened when we saw Cam.
Yeah. My buddy Cam, my workout partner, was at the interview with them. Yeah.
Is he an interviewer?
No, he's a dude. He's just a dude. Just a bro.
As far as anyone's concerned, he's our new intern.
Yeah.
Wait, he likes concerts. I ran into him at a concert, right? Yeah. At Odessa I went.
Yeah.
Cam's just a medical sales guy. Like, he's just, I don't know why he was in the backstage there.
Apparently he's an intern. Did you hear Anna?
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, we just forgot about that.
We'll hear that funny story, I guess, tomorrow. Right. But he'll be on at this time tomorrow, Louis Capaldi with with Anna. And part-time Justin. And Jenna's here as well.
I am
just
here.
Just in case you're wondering.
Louis Capaldi was on my What I Like segment a while back.
That's what I was doing, Jenna. Yeah. I was connecting everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Connecting the dots.
That's basically what I was doing now. So yesterday was a big day for Kelly. She was really nervous because she had a big old speaking engagement.
Mm-hmm.
She had to fly out for this thing with her husband, Alan.
Wichita Falls.
That's his hometown, right, Kelly?
Yeah, he moved there when he was four. His father was stationed at the Air Force Base there. So he went to school there, graduated high school there. His parents lived there until about 3 or 4 years ago.
Now, who were you speaking to? What was your audience?
It was the communities and schools of greater Wichita Falls area.
Okay.
This is such a wonderful organization. I did not even know existed, but apparently there are chapters across the country. And their whole goal, they provide mentorship, but their goal is to get kids who are at risk of dropping out of school across that stage to get their high school diploma. And a lot of times, it's really heartbreaking, some of the numbers, but these kids, a lot of times, they don't have the basic necessities at home. We're talking like hygiene products and things of that nature, as well as food. So what they do is they very privately work with these kids and they give them hygiene products. During school, they can bring their laundry in. They'll wash their clothes for them so they have clean clothes.
Oh, wow.
Some of these kids, they're ashamed and embarrassed to go to school because they smell bad or because they don't have clean clothes or the right clothes. The horrible story is that one district in their school district, 100% of the kids are on a free or assisted lunch program.
Shout
100%.
Out.
100%. That's
in one
everybody.
School. That's everybody.
Wow.
And, you know, I see these, and I this is what I we didn't talk about it on the air, but I was talking to the lady who's the executive director for this chapter of Communities and Schools. There's a viral video of these two boys. And they surprised a guy at their school who was being made fun of because he wore the same outfit to school every day. And they videoed themselves giving this boy bags of clothes and shoes. The boy receiving the gift, that was embarrassing. That was humiliating, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the people who are doing these good deeds think, look at what a good thing we're doing. Look at how good we are. We're giving this guy who's being made fun of all this free stuff. That guy standing there accepting those gifts is I'm getting upset thinking about it. You can see how embarrassed he is.
Yeah. It's okay to do it without camera.
This whole thing is being videoed.
Yeah.
They're doing this and they're letting these kids keep their dignity. They're doing that kind of stuff in privacy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's awesome.
You don't, I don't understand that. And I get we're trying to share a message. We should all do good deeds, but not at the expense of someone's dignity and embarrassing right. them.
You could do it.
So anyway.
You could do an intro and say, I'm about to do this. Don't show the person and then come back and go, I feel so good after doing that.
Yeah,
they're really grateful.
You don't have to embarrass somebody to make yourself look bad. And I get that people are just misguided and everything has to be on social media or it doesn't count. But anyway, at any rate.
What was your message
I'm
during
your speech? About, the theme of the thing was don't forget about me. And there was a majority of teachers there. And I loved meeting every single person. It was great.
But how many teachers?
Well, there was 350. It was sold out.
That's a lot of people.
And it wasn't all teachers. There was a mix of people there. A lot of people in the community that came because they wanted to meet me and hear my big inspiring speech.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I met everybody I could beforehand. Had to go do the speech. Please tell me we're not playing any of my speech.
We are.
I'm horrified.
Here, we threw a curveball at Kelly, you know, before she went out there because she had her speech written. But we're like, we want to be a part of this.
Sure.
So here's Kelly.
No, this is, I appreciate y'all writing my opening lines. This was the best part.
Okay.
Did not.
Here's Kelly explaining what we were doing.
They thought it would be really funny to write opening statements for me so I could warm up the crowd.
Yeah.
Before I got started, if you were listening this morning, you heard some of those statements. Did anybody hear that this morning?
No.
Okay. And the rule is I'm not allowed to know what they wrote for me until I open the envelopes. So I have no idea. And I'm a rule follower to a fault. So I have not opened these envelopes. This is my big opening moment, my big opening statement.
All right, so Kelly pulled out the first envelope. The lucky winner was me.
Okay, JC.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, you're seeing it first?
You just want to go in cold?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you'll know this is me, and then the next will be just for fun. Here is what I wrote for Kelly.
Hello, I am Kelly Raspberry, and I wanted to let you wonderful teachers know that we have something in common. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, no. Not our salaries.
Oh, my God,
that's funny, JC. That's funny,
I, too, happen to work with people that constantly have me running to Target to buy wine every single night.
Hey.
That's good.
That's good.
That was good.
That was good.
That's teacher humor.
That's good. That's good.
That
Kelly.
was teacher humor. That was good.
Good, good job.
Yeah,
Kelly,
you.
Thank
you. I wish the rest of the speech was as beautiful.
It appears that you have them in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, thanks to JC's opening.
That was great.
I would have switched the delivery a little bit, Kelly.
Oh, my God. That was great.
I was reading what was wrote. Ha, 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 ha.
All right. This was the next envelope opened.
Okay.
Let's see what it says.
To the teachers in the audience, to the teacher in the audience who asked if she can film this speech, I don't know, can you? You may film this.
Oh.
Teacher humor.
But remember that after this speech, the bell does not dismiss you. I do. In the words of John Lennon, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not. Sup, fam?
Okay.
Can I just say?
Oh,
so that's Anna.
So this was written by Anna.
Can I just say, those were supposed to be just like, there were three different options. They were all supposed to be all
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. I thought it was just going to be sup, fam? Oh, no.
I didn't know there were three options. I just read.
That's my bad.
You didn't give directions.
Yeah,
there
was no
option two, or three.
No, there was no direction.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I set you up for failure.
No, it was funny. I was just like, I don't know what that means.
But it's still. Well, even though it still seems like you have them where you want them. They're playing along and they're laughing.
I'm starting to pit out already.
All right.
I'm starting to get hot again.
Here's our next one.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to read what's written here. I don't understand. Big Red Raspberry. Magic Stick Allen. El Chupacabra Baby Blazer. Jenna Boobs. This is my trick for how I remember names of the people in my life. Okay, this is actually a list of how we are labeled in Big Al's cell phone. But it does say a lot about how not to forget about people. Which is the point of this speech.
Oh, nice.
And then insert interesting fact about this charity here.
Oh, Lord.
Well, this charity is very important to the communities and schools in Wichita Falls.
Oh, it
is. Just kind of like.
They had to wing that part. Huh?
Based on that laugh, that was Jenna.
That was
Jenna. Put Kelly on the spot.
All right.
Well, it was about remembering people. Yeah, but insert, I knew she'd be so bad. I'm like, insert interesting. I thought she wouldn't read that aloud. She would actually say something there.
Oh,
that's why it was in parentheses.
All right, so we've had mine. Anna's, Jenna's, Kelly's starting her speech with...
In front of 350 people, mostly teachers.
Yeah.
And we're giving her opening lines. With
opening lines. And obviously this one is Big Al Max.
There are two types of teachers in this world. There's hot ones, and there's the ones that don't want to go out with Big Al. No, but seriously, all the single teachers, I'm going to need you to all stay after for a little selfie session with one of you, and one of you will be selected to go trick-or-treating with Big Al, dressed as the naughty teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
And Big Al will be going as the teacher's pet. And no, that's not an apple in his pocket. That's from Big Al.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Apple. Oh, I love them all so much.
Okay.
All right, so then the opening lines were over.
So they're warmed up. They're warmed up.
And then I cooled them.
No!
This was a 21-minute long speech.
Please don't play any of it. It will give me horrible...
Kelly, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you grade this?
I would grade this about a 2.
No!
Because I got through it. People don't understand... I have tried different ways of giving speeches. I have tried, the very first one I had to give, I wrote down, I typed everything out. Uh-huh. I sat there and I typed it out as I wanted to deliver it, everything I wanted to say. I got up to read my speech, trembling. I was so scared.
Yeah.
And I started reading it. And then I decided, you know, as you're reading what you want to say, you want to add to it, right?
Right, right.
So I look up and I share a little anecdote. But then I got lost, and I lost my place on the script. I couldn't find my page back, and I ended up just kind of fumbling my way through.
Isn't that what you told us you did?
That was the first speech.
Okay.
The second speech, I tried doing bullet points, thinking, mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is a better helpful. I'll just do, like, little note cards with bullet points. It was dry. That didn't work. I said, my vision, I would like to be able to just speak from the heart. I admire those people who can get up there, and they don't look down at notes. But, you know, they actually know what they're going to say. They rehearse
it. It's memorized over and over. Yeah.
So my thing was, okay, I'm going to practice just speaking from my heart. So I was repeatedly doing a speech to myself.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm going to say. This is what I want to say. These are the things. But you get up there, because I'm not really good at this, and everything you want to say, poof.
Disappears.
Goes out. Okay.
So I start, and I literally said at one point, I lost my train of thought because I went off.
Okay, well, let's take a listen.
No, please.
Because Kelly's just talking because she doesn't want us to play it.
Please don't.
Just a tidbit.
I'm so upset.
We would have played it for Al.
I feel like I disappointed them and I let them down.
I guarantee you, it's not as bad as you think.
Oh God, no, it is. Because let me tell you, not one person that hired me to come for that event told me I did a good job. Not one. I'm not lying.
Not one. What did Alan say?
Alan, as I came off the stage, gave me little kisses and said, "You did good, baby. You did good." And then Greg, who went with us, who used to work with us, Greg Jake, radio name. I looked at him. I said, "Was it okay?" He said, "Yeah, it was good."
See?
That's what he said. Yeah, it was good.
Listen,
please.
First 2 minutes.
What if you're asking you? Please,
just 2 minutes.
Please,
Kelly, it's fine.
We've talked about this endlessly.
No, but I'm begging you.
I'll come down from 2 minutes down to 1 minute.
Well, you want
to
leave the room?
I'm so embarrassed.
All right, here we go. It's okay, Kelly.
It's not that bad, Kelly. I don't know. It's
30 seconds.
I don't know what you're
30 seconds.
Right.
All right, first 30 seconds. Here we go. Here we go, Kelly. You ready?
No. Okay.
One more time. A great big Wichita Falls warm welcome for Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, Kelly Raspberry.
Is that the best part?
Thank you very much. Y'all are so nice. My husband's from Wichita Falls. I told that story on the radio today, and I don't think a lot of people knew that my husband, Alan, grew up here. His father was in the Air Force and moved here when he was 4 years old, graduated Burke Burnett. Yeah. So it's nice to meet a lot of you teachers and people that work with communities and schools that work with the kids where Alan went to school. Now, if you listen to me at all on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, thank you.
One person does.
You know that I'm a little nervous to hear tonight. A lot of people don't understand that. They're like, you're on the radio, you're talking to literally millions of people every day, but I'm talking to Jenna and Big Al and JC and Anna, and it's just a different thing to have all these eyeballs looking at me. It makes me a little nervous and sweaty. So, what we did was we had everybody on the show help me out, and I'm going to get to that in 1 minute. You'll see what I'm talking about if you were listening to the show this morning. We are all in for a treat. But before I do that, I just want to thank Jackie for being instrumental in getting me here today. She has been working with Alan to make this happen. It's our son Dylan's 7th birthday, but he was willing to share us with you as long as he got his presents and ice cream. So he already took care of him, so he's good. But thank you, Jackie, for working that out with Alan. And thank you to D&M Leasing, my friends at Four Stars Auto Group. Not only do they have me in a sweet Chrysler Pacifica minivan, I'm telling you what, don't knock it till you drive one.
Okay, that wasn't bad at all.
That's before the speech started.
Join us next for the next
I'm stress eating right now. The next 44, we're just going to play the whole thing. Yeah.
Kelly, somebody go get me a cheeseburger.
It's National Cheeseburger Day. You should. You have something going there. With that, the sponsors.
You should just do the sponsors up front.
Naming off sponsors.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you had to have a serious element to the speech, but you did.
You're fine, Kelly.
You did great.
Yeah, as Greg said.
It was fine. It was good.
Great. You did great. You did great.
Thank y'all for not playing my real part of the speech.
Maybe we will later.
No, seriously.
Coming up next, though, maybe Kelly Raspberry had a nightmare and she wrote Jenna.
It's going to be my ringtone.
We'll get into our dream reader. Jenna is going to tell you what's going on in your life based on your dreams next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get into Jenna's dream readings, Alan wanted us to correct what he actually said to Kelly yesterday after her speech. She said it was wonderful, not great. Wonderful.
Wonderful. That's even better.
Yeah, Kelly, see, you're
fine. He's my number one cheerleader.
And I don't think it sucked. I don't think he sucked. I don't think it sucked at all. But if it did, welcome to my world.
Yeah. I don't like it in your world.
All right, well, let's get into Jenna's world. Our psychology minor.
Get that hat on, girl.
Has you send your dreams into her, and then she looks up what they could potentially mean, because I know it weirds you out. You're like, what's going on? Why is my head doing this to me? So we'll do it to you in this segment called with Jenna Owens. All right, Jenna, let's get right into it.
I will say.
Yes, ma'am.
Some of y'all's dreams have been very dark lately. I get a lot of dreams about murders and stabbings.
Oh, my.
A lot of freaking me out. It's not even Halloween yet.
Well, this is something you call when some of that is going on, so maybe it's down that lane. But
okay.
It says, Jenna, I have this reoccurring dream where I'm being followed by someone. And when I try to dial 911, the buttons always change. Like, if I'm trying to dial a 9, it changes to a 1 as soon as I push it. I can't ever dial it. Also, after I've gotten away from whatever was chasing me, I start coughing and then pulling out long strands of hair from my throat. Ooh. I've had this dream at least 10 times.
Ooh.
What the heck does it mean?
This is a cry for help. Trying to dial 911 in a dream is actually a cry for help, and you're dealing with an emotional crisis in your life. And your inability to get a hold of 911 reflects this sort of self-sabotage that you're not confronting the issue. Mm. And that is only backed up by the latter part of your dream pulling hair out of your throat, which is it's trying to tell you to confront these issues, right? So when you're trying to get something unpleasant out, obviously pulling hair out of your throat is something, would be an unpleasant feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And so doing that, this is actually a common dream. A lot of people will have dreams that they have hair in their mouth. Mm. And that it's, you're trying to restore your balance, confront the issues you might be experiencing, and then not being able to call 911, of course, is, I mean, you're feeling helpless. And again, like I said, it feels like a self-sabotage, or you're a victim in your waking life on something, and you need to confront these issues.
There you go.
All right.
This is an emotional crisis.
Yeah, hair out
Deal
of
with
your,
it.
Hair out of your throat. That definitely probably did not feel good.
Right. Not feel good at all.
Not like when you get a hair on your butt and you got to pull that one out.
You like that feeling?
The long one when your wife's hair gets cut.
I mean,
what?
For sure. I mean, Kelly, do you have that? My hair's so long. I have it every day.
That feels good.
I hate that, though.
It kind of tickles.
In the most random places.
Right, cool
like,
time.
How?
Good talk.
All right. Here we go. Hi, Jenna. I have been having this recurring dream for the past few months now. I dream that I'm back in college. I graduated in 2015, but no one can see me. It seems like I'm invisible. And I don't know anyone. I always wake up feeling so depressed. What could this mean? Thanks in advance, Lindsay.
So remember, we've talked about this dream before. A lot of people have dreams about going back to school. And the reason we do that is because being in high school or college was often the first time in our lives growing up that you actually felt a semblance of adult responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And so we revert to that whenever we're dealing with something in our present day life that's stressing us out about adult responsibilities. So maybe you change jobs, or maybe, you know, you have a new group of friends or a new relationship. You'll dream about going back to a time where you actually felt really vulnerable and a lot of pressure to perform. A lot of times the school dreams are reflective of performance anxiety in your waking life. So maybe you're dealing with a promotion or a new job or a job interview, or it could also be personal, like a new relationship, and you're having some sort of performance anxiety. Because if you remember back, that was the first time we ever had performance anxiety, probably, for tests, exams, being on time, making sure we were prepared for the day. So you'll have those dreams about being unprepared, right? And so, and being invisible. So, yeah, so this is also, she's dealing with some sort of, I would say, performance anxiety, which would be a broad thing in her waking life.
All right.
You guys for us, Kelly.
Me? All right, Jenna, I've been having the strangest dreams. A few nights ago, I was at the Taco Bell drive-thru, and the lady who works the window started having a baby, so I climbed through the window and delivered it for her.
Oh.
I had a similar dream the next night about another woman whose baby I delivered. Why am I having dreams of pregnant women in creepy situations?
This is fascinating to me because pregnancy dreams are always about birth of creativity. You know, remember I've told you, it's not a literal dream about giving birth. And so I think her dream means this is kind of representing abundance. And because you're delivering a stranger's baby, you're not delivering a baby yourself. So it's still a symbol of creativity, happiness, and good luck. And it can mean that you have a creative project outside your normal sphere. So maybe you've had something you've been wanting to work on, or someone's asked you to invest in something or help them with something, and you should do it because it's presenting itself to you and it's going to have a lot of benefit and reward in your life.
Got it.
So pursue it. Pursue this opportunity, whatever it is.
Go for it.
Go for it.
I have these
lucid dreams. Jenna, analyze my dream, please.
Oh, my God.
In all caps.
You sound stressed.
It sounds stressful. I have this reoccurring dream that I'm chewing gum, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it starts going down my throat. And I try and I spit it out, but I start choking on it. And when I pull it out of my throat, I can't get it all out. I pull it, but it just keeps pulling and pulling and pulling, and the gum keeps getting longer and longer and longer. What does this mean?
What flavor is it, though?
Bubblicious?
Yeah, is it Bubblicious? Yeah.
Gum dreams are fairly common. In this scenario, and it getting bigger and she feels overwhelmed, I think that the gum can often be a metaphor for something you're trying to process or digest in your waking life. You're trying to chew. You've bitten off something more than you can chew, right? I mean, you know that expression, of course, you've bitten off more than you can chew in your waking life. So you're simply feeling overwhelmed, or maybe you're feeling a little powerless and you don't really understand what's going on in a situation, and you're just feeling overwhelmed by it. So it could also say you're feeling stuck in your life. That's also an interpretation of a giant piece of gum that you're chewing through in your dream, that you're feeling stuck in something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would just explore whatever it is that's making you, that you're having a hard time digesting and processing in your waking life.
All right.
That's I want to think, maybe I've had that dream, in that sounded familiar. The bubblegum thing.
A lot of times they say the dream, when I was researching this, people will just keep pulling gum out of their mouth, kind of like the hair dream, and it's like the never-ending piece of gum. But, it's just, you're feeling overwhelmed and something going on in your day-to-day.
Jenna, I might have to have you interpret my daughter's dream that she had next week.
Okay.
Because she got in a fist fight with her doll.
Her doll?
Her doll came alive.
D-O-L-L.
She's fighting her doll.
I'll give you the whole details. And
no,
maybe
she
next
watched
week
Annabelle when you weren't watching. Yeah. That's all that happened there.
Look, if you want to write Jenna our dream expert, all you got to do is text us. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's also the phone number you used to call when we play Beat the Bank.
AM.
Yeah, that's coming up. In about 10 minutes, we'll have you call in. We're gonna take two more guesses. We started with 24 possible pins. We've had nothing but wrong guesses so far, and we are down to 16 pins that have not been used out of the possibilities. So if you've been keeping track, you're up there.
Good chances.
You got a great chance to win $5,000.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Before we get into Anna's midweek update. Netflix has joined with us to celebrate the continuation of Breaking Bad with El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're sending you to the premiere in L.A. So if you're a big Breaking Bad fan, this is for you. What do you win? Round trip airfare for two to L.A., two nights lodging in Hollywood, pre-party at an exclusive candy lab for a candy-making experience. Yeah, we're not making meth over here. Spending money for meals or additional sightseeing, two passes to the El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie premiere. Now, how do we win this thing right here, Jenna?
Oh, my gosh. All right. So if you want to enter in this, all you have to do is pick your favorite lines from Jesse in Breaking Bad.
Yes, and science.
Exactly. There's a perfect one right there. There's also a lot of other ones that would be quite fun. Take video of yourself reenacting them. Bonus points for dressing up like Jesse Pinkman or using props. And so you're just going to video yourself redoing his lines, post it to Instagram, and tag. The hashtag is El Camino Movie and hashtag Kid Nation. Just those two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And your account has to be public. This is the thing. When we see this,
see
if we can't see your video, we're not going to be able to choose you. So post it by 11:59 p.m. Central on Wednesday, September 25th. That is 1 week from today, right before midnight. And then, that's it. So that's what you got
to
do.
And get ready to stream El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, when it hits Netflix on October 11th. And again, 1 week from today. Get those videos in.
Okay.
Get your lines.
Yes, science.
Thank you, Jesse Pinkman. And let's get to it. It's time for Anna's midweek update.
Hello.
Hello, Anna. What's going on?
Okay, so let's all together, on the count of three, pretend to be shocked.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Ready. One, two, three.
Oh, no!
What? Oh, my God. Peter's the new bachelor.
We're
all so surprised. I keep feeling the need to call him Diego. I don't know why.
He kind of looks like a Diego.
Every time I see his picture, I'm like, oh, Diego. Oh, no. Peter the pilot.
Diego.
And I know that we're all just kind of like Kelly's saying, you know, very vanilla, very like white bread. But we need to think about how this is beneficial for us.
How?
Peter? Okay.
Please help me see the bright side.
The bright side of Peter being the bachelor for us is that we can resell the t-shirts that Kelly made that said hashtag Team Peter, holding out for Peter with a rose on it. Remember?
Yes!
Remember?
But I'm not Team Peter.
Well, a lot of girls are Team Peter. Out
That's
there.
Okay. It's for a different Peter, but you smell that?
Money?
Profit.
All that money.
I actually did my I wanted to like have that shirt on as a surprise, and I went to the back, but I guess we sold out of them.
Or tossed them.
But anyway, Team Peter, I guess. Okay, so this is something really funny that I saw on Twitter the other day. This girl made a presentation about why Sharpay from High School Musical was the best character. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see it.
So she, in her college freshman class for like musical theater or something, she had to argue, and she had to pick an argument that could be won from both sides. So watching High School Musical, we all hated Sharpay. And so she decided to argue, no, Sharpay's great. And Ashley Tisdale started tweeting about it. It was really funny, so everybody was talking about it.
Okay.
So I came up with a few things that I, too, would like to argue.
Sure.
Like, for instance, dinner should always be after 5 p.m. No. Why do we keep having dinner at 5? Because if we go out to dinner at 5, all I'm going to do is get stuck in traffic. And then I'm going to be hungry again at 8.
Yeah.
I eat dinner at 4:30 sometimes, so sorry.
Very true.
I get up early.
Jenna's
That's
out.
Still not 5.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
you agree.
4:30 and 5:30 between.
Yes.
I eat dinner very early.
Yeah,
I eat dinner very early.
Also, even though they were on a break, Ross and Rachel, they weren't on a break. Okay, don't at me. Okay.
They were on a break.
You don't think they were?
Ross was not in a break.
Ross was wrong, I think.
Wow.
Oh, wow, Anna.
Well,
unpopular opinion right there.
No, I'm on Team Rachel.
Okay.
Definitely on a break. But we were on a break.
Yeah.
She and dumped then, also, a quesadilla should never have chicken on it. It's a quesadilla. Literal queso, tortilla, quesadilla.
queso tortilla.
It's not a queso chicken dia.
Exactly.
Oh. It would be queso pollo.
With chicken. Dia. Yeah. But it is not a quesadilla. When I order a quesadilla, I don't expect any chicken.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Oh. So,
strong opinions.
I feel really strongly about that one.
I can tell.
Yeah. So that's what I would like to argue.
Okay.
Okay. So in some movie and TV news, Margot Robbie will be returning for the next Suicide Squad movie. Not returning. Anyone that saw the first one.
Yeah. Oh.
Myself included.
That could be on the weekend update. That's a good joke. That's a good one.
Feel free to steal that one, weekend update.
Yeah, Colin, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
So Paul Rudd is in a new Netflix show with Paul Rudd called Living With Yourself. So it's basically like a guy like undergoes this like mysterious treatment, and he's replaced by a better version of himself.
Oh,
so it's Paul Rudd and Paul Rudd. So it's basically just the Bachelor franchise, because it's just the same Bachelor every
over
single.
And over.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just as we were getting, we were so excited for Mike, but
No, we got Peter instead.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. So
yeah, and that's your midweek update. We're all sad now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.